As what do we got?
Closed on me. There we go. Sif Hay, Simon Hay, Sif Bays, through Ches and including Ches.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Nikayan Amakum Ledavisha Bikdusha. Cleaning things for Dvarim Shea Bikdusha. Meaning having a clean place. All right, so the kids herself, Filu Hara Bidivri Kedusha, but Malcolm Tsayo Emir Aglayim, even to just think and learning, but Malcolm Tsayo Emir Aglayim, a cold over Shumasriach, or anything that has a bad smell, also it's also Achi Chasa Isa until you cover it. Kemoi, as it says, we said yesterday that you have to cover over what comes out of the body. Or what you can do, you can take a revius of water, somewhere between 3 and 5 ounces, and put it into the meraglayim after you go to the bathroom, and that will water it down enough that it won't smell. Doesn't make a difference if the urine was in the kli first and then you put the water, but loishnahayu, or if it's the water in the clean, and then you urinated into it. And if the urine is in there with a ovid that's meyuchad, then the water doesn't melt.
Wait, is this true?
It all makes sense.
What?
I mean, you go into a bathroom, it stinks, right?
Yeah.
The urinal smell bad.
Right. No, I'm assuming this means if it doesn't smell. Right? Assuming it doesn't smell. This is talking about. Even if it doesn't smell, you can't think in learning in front of the urine. All right?
This is saying basically just water it down so that. So if the
Yeah.
urinal doesn't stink, you can learn in front of it if it flushed.
Theoretically, that's get in our we'll get to our bathrooms. We'll get to our bathrooms. That's a whole different sugya. I don't know, it's a different sugya, but it's a similar sugya. Okay, Lomero Glam shall shnei pa'amim, and if the guy urinated twice, so you can shnei revius mayim, you need two revius. Even if the meraglim got absorbed into a karka or a beged, as long as there's a little bit of lachluchis, a little bit of moisture, then you do have to pour water there. Okay, Gimel. Let's say somebody has feces on his basar. Even though it's covered by clothing. Also, libidire all my insides have to say to Hashem, who is like you, everything has to be naki. Yesh makilim and those that are makel. The proper thing is to be machmer. And if you have a little bit of tzaya in the rectum, even if it's covered, then it doesn't help. Because there it's a very dirty place, a very smelly place. Let's say somebody has that's hemorrhoids. Ayin Magen Avram, Simon Ayin Vav, Sif Kadam Cheshe, Evi Chuvas Aradvaz Bezev, Vehi Gimel, Simon Shintas Vav, Asif Divin Magen Avram, Shekaz of Ain like Takana who taught Asif. When he says there's no Takana, it's a mistake. Tzarchlius Vaina Tzarch Takana, Ayin Yad Ephraim. Basically, he's saying there that he's bleeding. So is the bleeding from the hemorrhoids considered like feces? Right, so that's the question. So that okay, that's the whole tumult.
Didn't we say yesterday if you wipe three times?
Yeah, but this is it's still coming out. This is the blood. It's still
Uh-huh.
ble it's actively bleeding. Right.
Okay.
Some say that if it's so bleeding like that, then it's not coming from the rectum, or maybe it's only coming from outside the rectum. Okay, it's yeah. Okay. Listen, nobody should know from it, and they'll ask a shiloh if they
Really
have.
expect it when I came here today.
Dalid. Tzrichin. Tzrichin. You have to be careful. As long as there's a suffix, whether you don't know whether it's tzaya meraglayim lo yomer shum shum davar shebekedusha ad sheyivdik as a makom. If you're not sure, then you have to check the place. Ve'en l'spal v'bayis and baliyah yesh makom etunuf. And you're not supposed to daven in a house if you know that upstairs is a makom etunuf. Right? Pirish, prima godim, simen kovin adam, besides self cotton, fine. Meaning, this is where you get into whether you can make a shul where there's a bathroom upstairs. As the Mishnah Berurah says, the minhag seems to be that we're not makbid on this, especially our bathrooms are clean. Hey, tinak sha'acherim b'yomav yichaylon lechol kazayas mimine dagon. So if you have a child that's later in his age that he's able to eat a kazayas of grain, I don't know exactly what age that would be, probably 6 months, 9 months. Even if it's only cooked, they should godel oichel shir pras, with the within the amount of time that a godel will eat a piece of bread. Meaning, yes, it can't just be that the katan eats a little bit. He has to be eat a kezias worth, within the time frame that an adult would eat a pras. Kasav sev iglo loizla goyim areno harav Yaakov Emden ben Tzvi, the front of the rugged, that's the Yavitz, dainu kishanasa ben Shani, says it's about a year. Marchikin mitzoya soy umimeiraglov, and they distance him from the tzoy and the meiraglov. V'toyve yosho laharchik am mitzoyas katan ben shmoyne yomim, and the proper thing to do is to distance yourself from a tzoya of a katan already that's 8 days old. Vav tzayas adam afa pi she'en la reyach ra, even though a tzayas adam, even though it doesn't have reyach ra, v'kein tzayas chosul u'nemiyah, a cat and nemiyah, it's also some sort of small animal, v'tzayas tarnagol adami, and the tzaya of a tarnagol, a red tarnagol, English shehenna, indic, marchik and rem, you have to stay away from them. Right? You have to, even meaning they have to stay away. If you see feces, even if it doesn't smell, you have to stay far away. Ushar tzoya shel behema chayavayv, and other tzoya mistama eina misrachas, it doesn't, they don't smell. Ein tzvichin l'harchem them, you don't have to stay far away from them. Avol misrachas, but if they do smell, v'chein nevela, like a dead animal, a misrachas, v'chol davar masriach machmas ipush, anything that is smelling bad because it's decayed. You distance from them. You also have to stay away from bad water. And water that's soaking cannabis, right, or flax, or whatever it is. They smell bad. You have to stay away from them, just like you stay away from tzoya. Fine. Zion, tzoya yevesha kol kach, tzoya that's so dry, she nefreches aydei glila, it'll crumble. When you roll it, harei kofer, then it's considered like dirt. V'hu shalei yeh ra, as long as it doesn't smell. Avlim nikrusha machmas akor, but if it only froze because it's cold, kivan she yuchayla lachsa, since you can defrost it and it'll still smell, bezman achayim, when it gets hot, adayin shem tzoya, then it still is considered tzoya, even though it's frozen now and it doesn't smell. And let's say snow goes over it, then that is considered a cover, and you can make brachas. Ches ar kama marchikin. Oh, so how far away do you have to go? So if the tzoyah is behind you, tzarach l'harchik b'malkam shekolo reyach arba amas. You need to distance from where the reyach ends, 4 amas. Even if he doesn't smell it. Meaning, this has nothing to do with smelling or not. If you're 4 amos, it's behind you, 4 amos, you got a problem. But if the tzaya is not decayed, then that's enough. 4 amos from the actual thing. Meaning, if it smells, you have to stay 4 amos from where it no longer smells. If it doesn't smell, then you just have to be 4 amas away. And if the tzoyah is in front of you, then you're not allowed to see it. That's how far away you have to be. Even at night, you need to distance yourself to shear that you'll be able to see it during the day. And it's on the sides. Then you have to be machmer in front of you. And you should lean yourself so that it will be behind them. All right. So then you can go rely on the 4 amas. That's what we're up to today, right? I think we said tests.
Yes.
Yeah.
And after Chess, what Chess was the last one.
Yes. And then of course you have this, they have also the Shiloh that comes up. is if you spray air freshener. So does that take care of it or not? Right. So that, okay, maybe tomorrow we'll discuss it because I gotta run. Fine. All right. We will stop over there. I'm sorry for the delayed start.
Go ahead.